The God of peace is a phrase found five times in the New Testament. In the Apostle Paul's letters to the churches at Rome, Philippi, and Thessalonica, places where he ministered, he refers to God as the God of peace. Then the writer of Hebrews ends his letter with this blessing. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. The idea of a God of peace in the first century, when the New Testament was written, stood in direct opposition to the gods of the pagan religions that the people knew. Pagan gods were anything but peaceful. Their anger had to be satisfied through sacrifices, sometimes even the burning of babies whose deaths were supposed to assuage the anger of the gods. A God of peace? I don't think so. But when Jesus left heaven and came to our planet, and lived, died, and rose again, he became our gift of peace from God. So now we have the God of peace who gives us the peace of God. Romans 5:1 says, Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That means there need be no barrier between us and God anymore. Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for us to be reconciled to God, the God of peace. And as a result, we have peace with God. For by asking him to forgive our sins and take over our lives, we become members of his family. Do you need the peace of God in your life today? Come right now to the God of peace and ask him to take over.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.